like to admit that I have an agenda. It's usually quite obvious, but sometimes the best way is just, you know, be straight up about it. So I have a serious agenda this evening. Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. You know, a lot of different things on people's mind when it comes to this time of year. It's merely a little more than 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Slichas, Elul, Lod Shofar. A lot of different strains and emotions. But there's something that's really the most. I do it all the time. There's something that's absolutely the most important, the most significant, the most critical avodah, mitzvah, responsibility that we have, and that's Limud HaTorah. After everything is said and done, that's the tachlis of the Bria, the reason Hashem created the world, Bishvil Yisroel Sheyesasku BaTorah. Bechesed ve'emes yuchu parovo, and the Rabbeinu Yonah explains that kapora comes from chesed, doing acts of chesed, and we invoke the chesed Hashem, and emes. Emes is Limud HaTorah. Torah is the ultimate Torah's emes. And this is really, like, really what it's all about. I mentioned here many times that theoretically, one who is Torosu Umnosoi should really be potter from all the mitzvahs. That's what it seems from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, this I heard from the Nevardika Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yankov Yafin, the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai did mitzvahs because he believed that Haloimid Shalom and Aslaso is Noach Loi Shalom Yivro. If you learn not al manas lasos, you would have been better off not being created. Not because the Torah says do the mitzvah. Of course you have to do it. The Torah says do the mitzvah. But the emes is, if he'd be learning the sugyas hashas, the inyonim on each aspect of Torah mitzvahs, you should really be porter from the mitzvahs. The only thing is, then the learning would not be al manas lasos, and that would be noach lo shalei nivro. So memela, even Rav Shum Boyochoy, who's Tarosum Nosoy, has to do the mitzvah. Oh, but the Torah has it all. The Limud HaTorah has it all.
Isn't there one more step that the Torah brings?
Let me just. I said I have an agenda. That's why I said it.
But your agenda will be better when you slug me up.
You'll feel better. Not if that's not on my agenda. Okay? So, anyway. This is what it's all about. This is the Ikr Shebi Ikrim. This is what our life is all about. And Memela, I thought if we could try to be machazik a little bit the Limud HaTorah, it would be a very worthwhile endeavor if we could do it. If we can't do it, we could say we tried. So that's my agenda. But I think that the second part of the agenda is that mitzad echod, it looks like, and many people say, ledaiti, terribly mistakenly, that there's more Torah in the world today than in previous generations. That the level of learning today is greater than it was in pre-war Europe. And such statements. I don't know. Doesn't look to me that that's the way it is, and especially since I knew some of the giants from the previous generation and even two generations, doesn't seem to be that way. That doesn't seem to be in sync with reality. I think there's a there's a great emphasis today on materialism. Materialism, of course, meaning, you know, materialistic living and money and luxury and that kind of stuff. Also, there's a great emphasis on materials, the material of my clothing, the material of my yarmulke, the material of, you know, all this kind of stuff. Then there's an emphasis on how much material I covered, you know, how many pages did you learn, you know, and this also, it's all materialism. And it's had, I believe, a tremendously negative impact on the Chashivas HaTorah. The Chashivas HaTorah is Kihem Chayenu v'Erech Yomeinu. That's life itself. It seems to me living life at a very superficial pace, just, you know, coasting through it, you know, that's not life. Something's missing. So I'd like to talk a little bit about learning in depth, learning to be Masik Shmaitz Aliba de Hilchasa, which is the tachlis of learning, and maybe a little bit of a broader perspective on Torah and specifically Torah Sheba'al Peh. I recently noticed a very strange comment in the Ramban, last week's parsha. The pasuk says, "Al pi haTorah sheyarucho, v'al haMitzvah sheyom lecha ta'aseh, v'yisosu min hadovar asher yagidu lecha yamin u'smol." The Chachomim, the Bezden HaGodl and the Lishkas HaGozis. Thank you. The Bezden HaGodl and the Lishkas HaGozis, and Rabbi Chonon Wasserman explains that it's mashma like that from the Sefer HaChinuch, that the true Mekablei HaMesoira till the Stimus HaShas, till Shas was completed, they have the din of Bezden HaGodl, and afilo yagid lecha al yamin shu smol, no matter what they say, that is Teres Emes, and no one has the right or the ability to disagree with that. Later on, you know, it's a famous word from Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. He said, if you disagree with the Rashba, you're not an apikiris. You're just a fool, because he was so much greater. But Stimas HaShas is lo yisosu min hadova sheyagid lecha al yamin smol. So the Ramban on this pasuk says something very interesting. He says v'inyonoi. He brings Rashi and then he says v'inyonoi. Afilu tachshoiv belibcho shehem toim. In your heart, you think that they're making a mistake. The Bezden HaGodl is saying a psak, and in your heart, you're quite confident that they're making a mistake. V'adover poshut be'einecho kasher ato yoidea be'yemincho l'smolcho. It's so poshut in your eyes, what you say, and that they're wrong, as it is that your right hand is your right hand. That the difference, like you know, between yemin l'smol. Te oseb kimitzvosom. Follow their directive, their tzivui. V'al toimar, eichoy chalacheilev agomor azeh. How can I eat this chalev gomor that they're telling me to eat? Oy aroy ho ish hanoki azeh. How can I kill this innocent man? Al pihem. Avol toimar kach tzivo oisi ho odoin hamitzave al hamitzvois. This is what the odoin that's mitzava on the mitzvahs has commanded me. She'ese b'chol mitzvahis of kechoyel asher yoirunu, I should do in all of his mitzvahs as they teach me, ho'oimdim lefono b'mokom asher yivchar, who stand in front of him in the mokom asher yivchar in the Beis HaMikdosh in the Lishkas HaGozis. And then he continues, v'al mashmos daitom nosan li ha'toiro afilu yitu. And al mashmos daitom, based on their insight and understanding, he gave me the Torah, even if they make a mistake. And then he references Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, and then he says, "V'hatzorich b'mitzvah hazois godol me'oid." This mitzvah is critical. Why? Ki haTorah nitno lonu b'chsav. Torah is written b'chsav. V'yodua shelo yishtavu hadeos b'chol advorim hanoilodim. He says, when it comes to Teresh Balpeh, all that we derive from Teresh Bichsav, there's going to be many different opinions. People always have different opinions. V'ine yirbu ha-machloikes, there'll be machloikes, a lot of machloikes, v'te'oseh ha-teiro kamateiros. The Torah will become many different Torahs. Everybody has his opinion. Everyone has a right to his opinion. That is, every Talmud Chochem has a right to his opinion. And if we don't have one central authority as the Bezn HaGodol, then everyone will have his own opinion and will become a Torahs. V'chosach lono v'akosav adin she'nishma le'Bezn HaGodol ho'oimed lifnei Hashem b'mokav asher yivchar b'chol mash yor mulonu b'pirush ha'Torah. Bein shekiba pirusho aid mi pi aid meisha mi pi agvura oishayoma ken lefi mashmos ha'Torah oi kavonoso, whatever they come to the conclusion, however they got it, ki al das shelohem unoisein lohem ha'Torah, the Torah was given to them al their das avol yiyah be'enov ki afilu yiyah be'necho, even if it's in your eyes, ki machlif hayomin v'bismol. Okay, very powerful words. I'd like to focus on a very strange thing. Basically what he says is that even if you're sure, like Yamin is Yamin, and Smoil is Smoil, that this is Chalif, if they tell you eat it, you have to eat it. Whatever they tell you, they're Psak. Because that's what Hashem commanded. And he says the reason for that is because if we don't have a central authority, then there's going to be Kamatoiris. Everybody is going to have his own Torah. They're going to be, I would say it, if I wanted to try to be dramatic, I would say Professor Einstein will be very disappointed. Mayan Einstein, Eitzel Har Sinai? Like, what do you want from Professor Einstein? Because they quote, I don't know if it's true or not, but they quote that Einstein, that they once asked him, and say, if you could meet someone from, you know, previous generations, ancient history, who would you want to meet? And they thought he would say one of his physicist predecessors or something like that. So he says, I would want to meet Moses. And I would want to ask him, did you really believe that thousands of years later, your people will still be studying the same law that you gave them and following the same commandments? That to him was mind-boggling. And it's taka, the pele of all ployim, that the Torah has remained alive and well. Rabbi Yankov Emden swears by his life that this is the greatest of all miracles. So, what would have happened? No. Everyone has his own Torah. Everybody makes Shabbos Farzich. Everyone has dais, and everyone has, we're talking about Talmid Chachom, not talking about people who don't know how to read the Torah, or don't know how to learn the Torah, or don't know how to apply the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSbahen, or don't know the system of Teresh Baal Peh, or have no Shaychas Tashiyu, Divrei Torah Mechudonim Beficho, Shemishalcha Odom Dovar Al Tegamgim Ela Emor Lo Miyad. Those people we're not talking about, but those that have that, everyone's going to have his own opinion. There's going to be Mamish, there's no more Jewish religion. Everybody has his own religion, so that couldn't be. But this bothers me, because the Ramban puts in a word which I find very strange. He says, after he says that I have to do, the Torah said I have to do like they told me. Like the Bezna Godel is the ultimate authority. And the reason for that he gives later, it's because otherwise we're going to have kamatoiris. That seems to make a lot of sense. But look what he says: "Va'al mashmos daitom nosan li ha'toira afilu yitu." What's that all about? Al mashmos daitom. He gave me the Torah based on the mashmos, on the insights, on the inferences that their das picks up from the Torah, and that's the das that he gave me, the Torah. Like, Afilu Yitu. He just said a very beautiful svara. He said that you have, the Torah says, even though you're sure that this is Chalev, the Torah said, that the Torah wants you to do that which the Chachmei HaTorah, the Bezdin HaGodol that sits in the Lishkas HaGosis, or the Chachmei HaShas until the Stimus HaShas, which has the Din of Bezdin HaGodol, that's what the Torah wants you to do. What's the problem? Al mashmos daitom nosan li ha-toiro. He gave me the Torah on their mashmos daitom. It seems to be extra. It seems to be, where's it coming from? It seems to be, what's wrong with what you said? You said something very significant. The Torah wants that you follow the das of the Beis Din HaGadol. And even if you're sure that they're wrong, you follow them. They are the authority. Al mashmos daitam nosan li ha-Torah. And it seems to me, I'm sure there'll be conscientious objectors, let's just use a little bit of a derogatory term, that will dispute this. It seems to me that there's something very, very interesting going on here. Maybe the reason this seems bizarre is because we don't realize what the gift of Torah is to us. First of all, we look at the gift of Torah. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bochar bonu mikol ha'amim v'nosan lonu es Torosoi. If somebody came in here and presented a Torah to this beautiful Kenayin Ha'ara, this big Olam that's sitting here. So, okay, he donated a Torah to the Olam, to the yeshiva, to the Olam, very nice. But me as an individual, what shaykhs do I have? How many people are there in the room? I'm one of so many, and it really wasn't given to me, it was given to the whole Olam. It's nosan lonu es Torosoi. This pride, there's shaykhs, there's connection, there's meaning, there's feeling, but it's not the same. Al mashmos taitam nosan li ha-Torah. The Nesinas ha-Torah was an individual gift to each and every Talmud Chochem. Every Talmud Chochem who is higia lo-hiro and learns a shmaitz al-liba de hilchasa has a right to paskin the shayla according to his das. That was the Torah that was given to him. In fact, that may very well mean what the Brocha says, Bochar bonu mikolo amim v'nosan lono es Torosoi, Baruch ato Hashem, noisein ha-Toyro. Noisein is a loshen hoive. What is, how is he hoive? Was there a Maimon Har Sinai this morning? Was anybody there? You didn't invite me? You know, yeah. Anybody here? I hope nobody thinks there was a public Maimon Har Sinai this morning. You know, so what happened? No. Noisein ha-Toyro, that's the Torah that he's mezake each and every Talmud Chochem that sits and studies, as the Gemara says, Ki Hashem yitein chochmo mipiv das usvuno. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes mipiv and he teaches das usvuno to everyone who sits and learns the Torah. That's the haftoch of yogato umotzos etato veloi motzosa al ta'amin. That's the Torah that a person learns and he's zeichet to understand the Torah to be masik shmaitz alibad ilchasa. That's neisein ha-Torah. He grants the wisdom, he grants the accomplishment, he grants the achievement, he grants the clarification of the halacha to everyone who sits and learns. Now, so in a sense, I understand the loshen, al mashmos taitam nosan li ha-Torah. The Torah was given to me. To me and to you 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 and to anyone who learns and masters the tools and masters the midah shatur nedreshes when and masters the mahalach to be able to be masik shmaitza aliba de hilchisa, which is the tachlis of learning, to such a person the Torah was granted. It's his Torah. And really, his psak is a psak. And it's binding on him. And I would dare say the Ramban was not comfortable saying that afal pi kein, you have to listen to the Beis Din HaGadol. What says to listen to the Beis Din HaGadol? Eichol chelev. This is chelev gomur. Chelev gomur. But the Torah says eat it. That's not enough. Because this is chelev. And the Torah said don't eat chelev. The Beis Din HaGadol said it's not chelev. But I paskin that it's chalef, and the Torah says you can't eat chalef. In my Torah it says you can't eat chalef, and in my Torah it says this is chalef. Oh no, but the Torah wants you to listen to Beis Din HaGadol. It could be, theoretically it could be, but it's not enough. The Ramban says more. And I dare say that the reason that he says more is because if we have a hasoga of the personalized gift of Torah to every Talmud Chochom who is capable of being Masik Shmeisa to Aliba de Hilchasa, to every one of us who fulfills the mitzvah of Eshinantum Levonecho, Sheyu Divrei Torah Mechudodim Beficho, sharpened in your mouth, Sheyim Yishalcho Odom Dover, Al Tegamgeim, Ele Emur Loi Miyad, I'm a master of the Sugya, I can be Masik Shmeisa Aliba de Hilchasa, I have the Torah, it's Borali Kachoisoi, it's clear to me like I know my sister. That to that Talmud Chochem, that Torah, that's his Torah. And in his Torah, it said this is Chalif. And that can't just, it could be, but that can't be the Pshat, if there's another Pshat. And therefore the Ramban says, it's not just that the Torah said, we'll override that, but the Torah said something else. Al mashmos daitom nosan li ha-Torah. My Torah was given to me. And I'm the balabos, and I'm the. It's my Torah, and I decide it's halachas. But it was given on a tnai. The tnai is al mashmos taitam nosan li haTorah. He made a tnai in the individual nesinas haTorah that if in fact the Bezdin Hagodol will disagree with the psak that I come to, or if in fact the shas after shas. That tnai doesn't exist. But the shas that has the din of Bez Nagodl will disagree with the psak I come to, then the Torah that was given to me to decide its halacha to be masik shmeis aliba de hilchasa was given on a tnai that when there is that conflict, that's the pshat in my Torah. If that wouldn't be the pshat in my Torah, then the Torah wouldn't tell me, listen to the Bez Nagodl. It's only because there's a mitzvah to listen to the Bez Nagodol, so it comes out that the Torah that was granted to me, that Maimon Har Sinai, which granted each Talmud Chochem the individual right to be Masik Shmeitz Aliba de Ilchasa, and to be Meshabin himself Al Menas Lasos, and to live according to that right was given to him on a tnai, that when it conflicts with the Bez Nagodol, then the mashmo al mashmos daitom, the Torah lechatchila was given on that night, and therefore I have to listen to the Bez Nagodol. Now, what I think this means is that this limud haTorah and this decide
people who could paskin aliba de hilchas.
Well, that's.
But me who is not on that.
Well, please don't put yourself down in public. If you wish, I'll tell you another whole shmooze about that from the altar. That's not a very good thing to do. But anyway, but no. Well,
those
let's,
people who don't have a crystal clear that they can paskin. So for them, they don't
let me tell you something. What comes out of this is a number of things. One thing that comes out of this, which you're pointing out of, is that the most critical gift that we can be given is the ability to learn the Torah. Not the Torah, the information. This is not information. This is psak. This is psak. This means it's clear to me as al yamin shu yamin val smol shu smol. This is chaylev gomur. In my Torah, it says this is chaylev. In other words, that's what we have to get to now. You know, like everything else in life, we have to reach Shlemus. Everybody here has reached Shlemus already, so we should move on to something else. But no, it's a battle. It's a lifelong battle. But what is the battle? The battle is to learn how to be able to decipher the halachas, the secrets of the Torah. And therefore, I would just mention that the emphasis in the world should certainly be less on material and more on learning how to learn, on developing the skills and the tools to be able to accurately decide, to accurately figure out the smaitza aliba de hilchisa, whether we have the time to do it, whether we finally get it to the fullest extent, but to whatever extent we accomplish the ultimate accomplishment, it's that to that extent that we have the accomplishment. And it's to that extent that we're closer to the accomplishment, and to that extent that we're rewarded for the accomplishment. So this is really what we want. But I mean, here, if we think about it, this could be such a motivating factor. Because what this really says is that the Torah is, I was given a Torah, and I have to decide what's written in my Sefer Torah. And I decided through the Torah Shebaal Peh, through the system of Torah Shebaal Peh, through the Midas of Torah Shebaal Peh, through the Halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh, through the Messiah of Torah Shebaal Peh, I have to first master the ability. In fact, the truth is, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said this 150 years ago. Rabbi Yisrael said, they asked the Mishaila, what's the heta to travel to the yeshiva? Those days they had to travel a week or this, it depends, do whatever the traveling was. He says, you better sit in the Bismedrish in your little shtetl, wherever you come from, and you sit and learn. What's this business of traveling? It's 2 weeks, a bit of Torah, it's so much, a week, do whatever. So Rabbi Yisrael said like this, he says, there's two mitzvahs in Talmud Torah. There's v'shinantom, shiu divrei Torah mechudodim beficho, and then there's v'hogiso. V'hogiso v'yomu v'layla. And he says, when there's a contradiction, the v'shinantom is doichel v'hogiso. Even though there's going to be less v'hogiso, but there's going to be more v'shinantom, because if he goes to the yeshiva, if he'll travel to Valozhin, if he'll travel to the Mir, to Slabotka, to wherever he was going, there'll be more v'shinantom. He'll learn how to learn. He'll be able to read Sheyil Divrei Torah Mechudod Beficho. Aha! That is even more significant than the Vogisa Boyom of Alaylo. So Lamaisa, the Tachlis is that Vashinantum. But how can we motivate that Vashinantum? Well, if we look at the Torah, this is a personal gift given to me. This is something very personal. He's bochar bonu mikol ha'amim v'nosalonu es toirosoi, but he's noisein ha'atoiro, not anymore to the klal, but to each individual person. This is a gift directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to me, and I have the balabatishkeit. It's mine. I'm to master it. I'm to decide its halochas, and according to the decision of that halocha, then, and even the best nagodl would not theoretically be appropriate theoretically to disagree with me and to change my halacha, except for the fact that the Torah lechatchila was al menas al das mash al mashmos daitam nosan liat Torah. The Torah lechatchila is a tnai in the nesina. The nesina that was given to me is al mashmos daitam, and therefore, when it's the bez nagodol, when it's the chachmei hashas, then I'm mechuyev to listen to them because my Torah was given to me on that Tanai, and therefore, even though in my Torah it says that this is chaylev, the Tanai is that if they disagree, then my Torah says that it's not chaylev. And then, but it's so personal, it's so real, it's me, it's my life, it's and in a world where there's so little emphasis, I mean, even this concept of learning how to learn. We're learning how to learn. And then, how long do you take to learn how to learn? A week? A month? A year? A decade? Like, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? The true Kabbalah HaTorah, the receiving the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to each and every one of us, that's what it is. It's my responsibility to be Masik Shmaitza Liba the Ilchasa. And that's really what it's all about. If we want to take this one step further, well, even before taking it a step further, we know that the Torah was given in this world. That means that even if a baskoil will come out and say that the Chachomim were wrong, that's not the halucha. Now, the baskoil did not make a mistake. That's for sure. The baskoil did not make a mistake. If the baskoil didn't make a mistake, and the Chachomim disagree with the baskoil, then the Chachomim made a mistake. Unless you have some other logic, you know. Elu ve'elu. Anyway, but so the Baskol is, that's the way the halacha should be. So what's going on? The Teretz is, the Torah was given for whatever the reason, you know, the reason is, but also machlekes in this, because al pi roiv, it has to be the chachomim, whatever the reason may be, but the Torah was given to this world. It's our Torah. The collective Torah is ours, and the individual Torah is ours. And that's it. We were given the right and the authority. The Beis Din was given the authority to paskin the shayla la'alocha le'maisa, even if the Bo'iri Yoylem himself says, no, sorry, that's not the halacha. That's not the way it should be. And the Gemara says, b'mitzia, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misameach, nitzchuni bonai. They overrode me. That's the way it should be. They beat me. I said this was the halacha, and they decided the halacha kefi, the system of Teresh Baal Peh, with the rabbim, with the Beis Din, with all the halachas, with the Leib HaShemayim, he, because he gave the Torah to us. What a gift, what it means, v'chaye oylem nota b'soicheinu. The Torah points out it's an atiyah. An atiyah is you have the seeds, and then you nurture that plant, and it grows, and it grows. And we have nurtured it, and we've been able to be medama milsa la milsa. The Torah remains alive. When new inventions come in, they're all decided, I'll be the ancient text of Torah. One of the things that Balei Tshuva most marvel at is when you show them the table of contents of a modern Tshuva sefer, of an Igros Moshe, of something like that, and they say, this rabbi decided issues on the most current and modern day inventions based on a text that was closed 1500 years ago? Doesn't make any sense. How could it be? It's a living Torah. It's Chayei Olam Nota B'Soicheinu. And we, through the Torah that was given us, can figure out and can realize and can decide every single issue that arises, no matter how complicated, no matter how modern, no matter how current, no matter how unheard of it was. It's all there, because this is Teres Hashem, and all the principles and everything is there, and it was given to us to decide. And we were given the ability, and we were given the siyata d'shmaya, and yogato motsoso, there's a haftocha, ki Hashem yitein chochmo, mipiv dasu svuna, the Gemara says, Moshe le'melech, that he invites everyone to a feast, and he gives them what to eat. But to his closest people, he gives from his private stock, mipiv das, ki Hashem yitein chochmo, mipiv dasu svuna, takes it out of his mouth, and he gives it to them. It's a private affair. It's an individual teaching. It's the Bnei Olam has given us this Torah, and we are shalit. Chukai Shomayim va'oretz depend upon the psak of the Torah. When the Beis Din paskins a certain way, that's it. The laws of nature will bend according to the psak, because that's the blueprint of the whole creation. And this was all given to us. This is a private gift. This is something that we control. You know the famous Medrash that it's Hashem comes Erev Rosh Hashanah to the Pamal Shemayla and says, take out the big books, tomorrow I'm going to judge my world. Tomorrow he comes back and says, the Beis Din Lishkas HaGozis didn't accept the Eidus HaChodesh. I can't judge the world today. Tomorrow will have to be Rosh Hashanah. The Bo'iri Olam decided today's the day that he's going to judge his world. But the Torah that determines when Rosh Hashanah is and when the day of judgment is was given to the Beis Din that sits in the Lishkas HaGozis. And they weren't satisfied with the Eidus HaChodesh. And therefore the Bo'iri Olam has to say, put back the books. Sorry, I can't deal with this issue today. We'll have to do it tomorrow, hopefully, when the Beis Din accepts the Eidus HaChodesh. I'd like to take this just one step further. Machlekes is often confusing. In fact, one might even ask, the Ramban said that the whole purpose of the authority of the Lishkas HaGozis, of the Beis Din HaGodol, and the Shas, which is included in that, is to avoid commentaries. we seem to have more than kama toiros. We have kama v'kama 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 v'kama. I was once told by a former, I guess an alumnus of this yeshiva many, many years ago, if someone asks you a question in halacha, or b'chlal a question, and you want to sound intelligent and you don't know the answer, just say it's a machlekes. For the most part, you'll be right. Machlekes. So, like, what did we accomplish? There's a central authority, and there's still machlekes. I'm not talking about machlekes, political machlekes and things like that that go on. I'm talking about differences of opinion. Legitimate, halachic differences of opinion. There's many of those. So, what's it all about? But the Torah says you have to think. Imagine how much machlokes there would be if there was no Shas. If we paskin shailas from the Mishnah, if we paskin shailas from the Psukim, if we darshan the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Esmen or the Lamed Beis Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Esmen, we darshan on our own. Everybody in this room is going to darshan on his own. There'd be nothing. There'd be no Yahadus. There'd be nothing. There'd be come of a come of a come of a come, as many terrorists as you have people sitting here, and as many terrorists as you have people that are learning and teaching and trying to figure out the halachas, that's how many terrorists you'd have. Right now, believe it or not, our machlekes is minimal. That's a hard statement to get away with, but it is, because there's a shas. Anybody who says a deya, and if it's contradicted from the shas, a raya from shas, he's finished. Because we have an authority, we have a central authority. The central authority of the Bez Nagon Yerushalayim is alive and well. And that authority governs us today. And there's a limit. Yes, the Chazon Ish can say that the electricity is binyan. Rav Chaim Moizer can say electricity is eish. And you have many machlokes in like that. And we can argue about different, but it's all within, with rayas from, with tshuvas, tekashas from, all based on stimming, on fitting with the stimas hashas. And that's what holds us together. So after everything is said and together, I know sometimes I end up, you know, more in Eretz Yisrael, to daven to go in for a mincha or a mayrev into a Sfardish shul. And I'm despoiled, mayrev more, because you see the birchas kriyashma. Here, separated for who knows, over 1,000 years, and the same basic nusach, a word here, a word there, wherever you go. We all read the same Sefer Torah. We all have the same Mishnayos, even all have the same Gemara. There's a unity, there's a power that we have. But yet, we have the right to have certain differences of opinion. So I would like to explain, even though these differences of opinion are limited, very much limited, we have no idea how much limited or how much more they would be if we didn't have this common authority, and we didn't have the Shas to pass any psak through to make sure there's no contradiction from any of the psokim of the Bezdin HaGodla as they were filtered down through the Shas. So, machlokes. We mentioned before this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi that says that that the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai did mitzvahs because it has to be, his learning has to be almanas lasis. What that seems to say is that the Iker is learning almanas lasos. What is learning almanas lasos? What does it mean? We say limud nimnu v'gomu limud godel shen limud mevili de maise. It could be over there that the pshat in the Rambam. It could be. I can't prove it, but it could very well be. You know what? Limud godel. If limud is godel shen mevili de maise, the maise is godel. What's going on over there? So Tosis has a pshat, but there's another pshat that could very well be that it's mevili de maise. It's mishabidus. It's mishabed us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the shibud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us to the tachlis of the point of Torah mitzvahs. I study the Torah almanas lasos, and I am mishubed to its conclusion. And therefore the Rishalmi says, in order that the shibud is real, you have to do the mitzvah. Because otherwise, because you have no shibud. This theoretical shibud, well, I would be mishabed myself, but I'm not going to do it. No. So therefore, since the Torah is about being masik shmaisa libud hilchosa and being mishabed myself to the halacha, then of course I have to do it. Because otherwise it wouldn't be almanas lausis. It would be a chisorin, but a chisorin in the learning. Because that's the tachlis, because the learning creates the shibud. The Ramban says, when you put on tefillin u'ksharetem lo'isal yodecho l'zikoroim bein einecho leman tihye teiras Hashem beficho. This makes Teiras Hashem beficho. This is Shibud. I put the Teiras Hashem, the psukim of the Teiras Hashem, neged alev, neged hamoyach. That's a meshabit everything. What's the lotion there? The psukim of Meshabit, the Torah is Meshabit. This is the Torah is Hashem. I'm studying it. I want to figure out what does the Rabbeinu Shleilam want, and I'm obligating myself to perform that. If that's the case, then really it could very well be that the conclusion that we come to is perfectly legitimate if it's within, if it doesn't contradict the Bezen HaGodol. It's perfectly correct to have a different conclusion. I can come to my conclusion, you can come to your conclusion, you can come to your conclusion, that's all fine. If it contradicts the Bezen HaGodol, if it contradicts the Shas, then it's Almanas Kein, Almashmos, Daitom, Nosen Liat Torah, Memele, it's not my Torah to say on my own when it's Keneged Mashmos Daitom. But if it's not Keneged Mashmos Daitom, then it's my Torah. Asher Alma, Nosan Li HaTorah. It's mine. This is my Torah. I decide this. I'm mishabed myself to the Torah, and that's the Iker. And according to the Rishalmi, the way Rabbi Yaffin explains it, I wouldn't even have to do the mitzvahs if not for the fact that loymit shalom and aslasis is noach loy shalay nivro. If that's the case, machlekes beis hila beis shamai. Each one is entitled to his opinion. Why? Because what the Torah wants is the shibud. Each one, the Chazon Ish learned the sugya with all of his kichas and decided that we're dealing with binyan. And Reb Chaim Moshe learned the sugya with all of his kichas and decided that the electricity is dealing with esh. They were both legitimate. In Bnei Brak, I guess they'll have to paskel like that if there's a difference in halacha. And in Vilna, they would have to paskel like that. But they're both legit. They were masik shmeitz alibad hilchoso and mishabed themselves to the conclusion. If that's the case, so it's a very personal thing. And to take it just one step further, why taka does it not make any difference? So here I would like to make a suggestion, just a thought. I've mentioned it here before. Rashi brings at the end of Parshas Bahar a sifri where the Torah writes a special posuk to a Jew that sold as an eved to a goy. So it says, Avodayhem Shaloi Toimar, the Sifri says, Ma Rabbi Oved Avedazora Afani Kamoyu, Ma Rabbi Shefech Domim Afani Kamoyu, Ma Rabbi Machal Shabbos Afani Kamoyu, Talmud Loimar Avodayhem. Don't be nispoil from your master. If your master does Avedazora, you might say, I want to do too. Your master is Shefech Domim, nah, I also want to be. My master is Machal Shabbos, I also want to be. Posuk says, no, you're Avodahim, you're my Avodim, even though you're his Eved. And my shtar is Koedim. Shaila is, what Jew is going to want to emulate his Goyish master? He treats him stomach like an Eved, like they treat Avodim. Such a relationship, such a... Mar Rabbi and the Machal Shabbos, no, too. Mar Rabbi Machal Shabbos, that means I have to work on Shabbos, too. Afani Kamoyu. The teretz is that the master is meshabed him. And when I'm meshubed, then I want to identify with the meshabed. Lahavdil elef alfei alofim shel havdolis. The same is true with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. When we learn the Torah, and we masik shmeitz alibe de hilchasa, and we do it al menas lasois, and we realize that aloimid shalom menas lasois noach loy shel nivro, and that's even the reason why we have to perform the mitzvahs, it's Bashra from the Yerushalmi. And I'm learning that Torah to be meshabed myself, that shibud creates in me that tshuka to ma rabbi rachum afani, ma rabbi chanun afani. Mare v'yerechapayim afani. V'chule v'chule v'chule. It creates within us the craving to be like Hashem, which is the tachlis of the whole bria. What did Chazal say? Ma'ich b'sleil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he shechts the front or the back. In this parsha, the Ramban brings it, or that he puts the tefillin here or here. Lo nitno ha mitzvos ela letzarif buenas abrios, to refine our character, because the shibud of the mitzvos creates that desire to emulate Hashem, and memela I'm forever refining my character, which is the tachlis of all the mitzvahs, which is the tachlis of all the learning, which is the tachlis of what shleimus is, that a person now can be dovek b'Hashem because he's reached this state of godliness, which is the purpose for which Hashem created the world, and the schus by which Hashem is able to give us the ability to earn his hatova and his chesed. So we've accomplished the ultimate purpose of creation. But the power for this, the force that drives this, is the Torah. And when one learns Torah al menas lasis, to be masik shmeitz alibi de hilchasa, and when he realizes that this is my right, this is my Torah. Really, the Beis Din HaGadol was not given the right to override my psak. They were not given the right to rewrite my Torah that I wrote. They were not given the right to tear up my tshuva and say they disagree with me. The only reason the Ramban says they have that right is because al mashmos daitam nosan li ha-Torah. The Torah was only given to me al mashmos daitam. That's all. If not, if it wasn't lechatchila given to me al das kein, then they wouldn't be doing that. They couldn't be doing that. It's my Torah. I can't take the responsibility to eat chelev hagomur shali because they say so. Even though it would fulfill the tachlis, there shouldn't be so much machlekes. But it's my Torah and I'm responsible for it. It was given to me. Baruch atu Hashem noisein ha-Torah. He gives it in Loshon Hoyve every single day. There's a Kabbalah Satera called Yochid VeYochid called Talmud Chochem VeTalmud Chochem. And Memela, that's mine. And it's such a personal connection. It creates such a Dveikus Bashem. It creates such a Avo Rabu Avtonu Hashem Elokeinu VaTelamdem Chukei Chaim Kein Techoneinu Islamdeinu. Ovinu ohov orachem on amarachem rachem oleinu v'seim b'libeinu lohovinu lahaskil v'hoi reineinu v'seirosecho v'tabek libeinu v'mitzvisecho. That's what it's all about. It's mine, it's personal, it's me. I really think that if we search for a schus, for the coming year, we need schusim. Come to Rosh Hashanah with schusim. It's a different judgment. If we identify major problems and make an attempt, a sincere, honest attempt to rectify those problems, we have a tremendous schus. Mezake the Rabbim. It's a haftocha. The Gemara says, "Shlo yehu begen Eden, begehenu betalmidu begen Eden." Mezake the Rabbim. So even if I'm not worthy, I have to be there because I was mezake others to get there. And not nice. They should be there, and I'm the guy that sent them there. I should be downstairs. Such a schus it is. Such a schus. And I believe that today there's a major, major problem in the world. The concept of learning how to learn, learning how to be masik shmeitz aliba de hilchasa. To be masik shmeitz aliba de hilchasa is not just lining up the shittas that you don't understand. It's understanding the shittas and then either lining them up or maybe sometimes not even needing to line them all up because there's a shulchan aruch, because there's a psak. Because they're a deiris, a masira, a psokim throughout the deiris. I don't necessarily need all the shitas. And it's not about all the information. It's about that depth of ability to be masik shmeiz aliba de ilchisa. And if we can, we're familiar with such terminology as learning how to learn. That's what we're told is what it's all about. The formative stages, the formative years are to learn first how to learn. Then we apply them in the afternoon, the night seder, we apply them as we go on, we develop it. And the truth of the matter is, to master the tools of being able to be masik shmeitz aliba de hilchasa is it's endless. It's one must be engaged forever in sharpening and deepening those tools and those skills. And if we take it upon ourselves that we're going to strengthen that effort and lekras the new year to be able to come to the Rabbeinu Shalom and say, I'm doing everything in my power to become the biggest, clearest, deepest Talmud Chochom that I can possibly be. To be able to be Mekayim v'shinantom levonecho sheyihu divrei Torah mechudodim beficho shemishalcha odom dover al tegamgim elo emor loy miyad. And emor loy miyad does not necessarily, I don't know, and I could be faulted for this, does not necessarily mean it has to be Baal Peh. I'll never forget, I came once to the great Poisek Rav Elio Henkin. He was here in the Lower East Side even before Rav Moshe Feinstein came to New York. And I asked him a shayla. He was already old and he was blind. And I asked him the shayla, whatever, and he told me what he thought the psak was. And as I'm leaving, he says, "Von deswegen, besser fragen bei a meira hoi roh, was ken kuken in Sforim." It's better to ask by a meira hoi roh who can look at the Sforim. You know, like he was a little bit like, you know, uncomfortable about just without, he couldn't see, he couldn't check, he couldn't, it's a complicated thing, but, you know, felt he knew the aloha. But we have Sforim. We don't have to master the Bikias. Today, we don't even need the Bikias. We don't even need books that tell us the Bikias. All you have to know is how to turn on a computer. That's all. And you got it. It's all there. It's still there. They print it out so nice. Remember when we used to make copies like this? Remember waste so much of the ink or whatever it wastes over here? Now they print out these beautiful copies, crisp, exactly what you want, in the best print possible. All the Bikias is there. But do I know how to read it? Do I know how to analyze it? Can I be masik shmeis aliba de hilchasa? Am I meshabed myself? How can I be meshabed myself if I can't be masik shmeis aliba de hilchasa? To what am I meshabed myself? And then there's one more thing. The simchas ha-toiro that we have when we can figure out the Torah by ourselves. Rashi calls that in Shir HaShirim, Mishtashim ba-toiro, when we're delighting in the Torah, and especially when it's my Torah, when it's the Torah that Hashem revealed to me, then I not only feel that dveikus v'Hashem now, but it deja vu's me to Maimon Har Sinai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yishokeinim and Shikos Piyu, is revealing the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So we have such an opportunity. You have such an opportunity to develop, to fine-tune, to sharpen these tools, to really make a difference in your own lives and the world. And one more thing. If the Torah is mine, it stays with me forever. I have a beautiful picture in my mind of a great Talmud Chochem, Besoif Yomov, who already didn't have the strength to really sit and learn. He was schwach in every way, physically and even, you know, intellectually, like it wasn't what it used to be. And he was able to spend time learning his own Sforim. That, like, captivated him. This is my Torah. These are my chidushim. And it wasn't in that gaivetika way, you know, my chidushim, my Torah. That's the other half of this. It's yours, but, you know. Don't schwitz about it so publicly. But Lemaisa, I was machadish. This is my chiddush. This is it. It's a lifelong attraction, and it keeps a hiskashrus with the Torah. When it's my own, when I realize I have the ability to be machadish in the Torah, it creates shibud. It creates simcha. It creates dveikus. It's my life. That's life. I'm kosher. I'm tzrura b'tzrura chayim even in this world. So Hashem should help that we should be able to take advantage of the wonderful opportunities that we have, and not lose sight of the fact that we have to grow in our ability to understand, to clarify. The Rosh Yeshiva always used to quote the Rabbeinu Yoina in Ovis, where he says the difference between Leiman Amanas Lalamid and Leiman Amanas Lasuis. So he says, the Leiman Amanas Lalamid is also, he wants to know the halacha. He wants to teach, he certainly wants to do halacha. But it's not the same as the Almanas Lasuis. The Almanas Lasuis person is so into the truth that he's muchon to be matriach himself. Yomim v'shonim, he says, lahasik dover koton. Days and years just to understand one halacha. That's a ish emes. That's the emes. And when it's emes, and when I can be the balabos of the emes, and when my emes is emes for me, and I cannot, I do not, I'm not allowed to veer from it, afilo yagil l'cho yaminu smoil, if not for the fact that the Torah to me was given al das, al tanai, al mashmos daitom shel l'chachmei ha-lishkas ha-gozis and l'chachmei ha-shas. It's such a personal connection. It's so choviv. It's my own. I created it. I gave birth to it. I nurtured it. I developed it. And then, if I take that Torah that I developed and I pass it on, I do the vishinantom, which is the pshat, not the drash in the posuk, elu hatalmidim, I pass it on to the next generation. Then I've taken this personal Torah that I have received from previous generations, and the tools that I've used to be able to be masik shmeis alibah the hilchasa, to be able to be mishabed myself to the Torah, and to be mishabed myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be misdamel Hashem with that shuka, to be doima elof. And I take that personal kinyan that I have, and I pass it on to the next generation, and I become a permanent link in that Masoira from Sinai, right down ad Seif Kol Adoiris. I can't imagine, no one could imagine that there could be any greater thrill than any greater pleasure and any greater seepuk in life. Shem should help that we should be able to strengthen our Limud HaTorah, to be able to strengthen our iskashus with the Torah, to be able to strengthen our personal connection with that Torah, to be able to realize that this is the Torah asher nosan li, that the Nusein HaTorah every day Veloshen Hoiveh is giving it to me anew. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be able to strengthen ourselves and to grow in that Torah, and eventually to be able to be Marbitz Torah at Bias Goel Tzedek, Bimheirob Yumeinu.
It's a goal just to...